elbow wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting Mays. Mays jumps on him. And Cepeda and Craig are at it. And Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports, Sports Overnight Again.
Are you ready for a good time?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, and Taco Man Radio is on the air. Lots of things to talk about there. Of course, I'll bring in my co-host in just a minute. I'm talking about Zach Attakian. We'll talk Major League Baseball tonight, of course, boxing, MMA, straight up the Cubs, of course, and the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. Wow, 2016. October is here, maybe mid-October at that. And, of course, in college football, number two ranked Ohio State, they didn't fare too well against Penn State. What happened there, Zach?
Oh, man, Penn State molested Ohio State 24-21.
Oh, of course, Penn State, the home of Jerry Sandusky, the man that's in jail for the rest of his life for molesting many, many, many youth in the Penn State locker room. So we've got open phone lines live around the world, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zachary, the greatest athlete of the week. Who is it this week?
Oh, it's Pete Rose. The Hit King is the greatest athlete of the week this week.
Charlie Hustle, featured on Johnny Talkin' as All-Stars. Once again, open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Byline, live from San Francisco, California.
Ready for a good time.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Add some pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week, and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in, and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz. Many destinations. One amazing place.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tuck.
Unbelievable.
What is it? Sports date? Sunday, October 23rd, 2016. Scottie Pippen, his wife of 19 years, will talk about the extremely hot Larsa Pippen are on the outs, baby, after the cops were called to the Pippen crib not once but twice. Well, obviously, there's a correlation between their having issues and the fact that Mrs. Pippen's been hanging out at Miami nightclubs with a rapper known as Future. The bottom line is, she's been seen with him at late night hours, and they were getting real cozy. So if you're getting cozy in public, we're going to say, Scottie Pippen thinks that Future is sleeping with his wife. The bottom line is, he has filed for divorce, and the bottom... Friends say it all started when Scottie, of course, is very openly flirtatious, right? Openly flirted with a chick last year, and he felt his wife felt she was disrespected. What can I say? Nothing like a woman scorned, folks. When I mean revenge, it comes in a little bit nasty. Anyway, the bottom line is, adult film star Jessica Drake claims that Donald Trump tried to come on to her. Said, come up to my hotel room. And when she refused, he said, I'll give you $10,000 and I'll fly you home in my private jet. And she said this during a news conference. I think it was Saturday. She met Trump at a golf tournament like a decade ago. She said that same thing, that Trump forced the kissing on her and grabbed on her and all that kind of stuff without the permission before he propositioned her. And, you know, I can always see this woman being doubted because of her vocation. You know, a porn actress, you know, sex worker. Bottom line is, I found as a policeman that most people in the sex trade, like actresses or hookers, that for the most part, they were honest, they had great eyesight, meaning they're great witnesses. They'll believe what they've got to say. And you know what? That's just more bad news for this unlicensed gynecologist, Donald J. Trump. I mean, pit bull attorney Gloria Allred, she's representing Ms. Drake, but she's already representing other chicks as well. So the bottom line is, it's not going to be good for Donald Trump. Eventually, he's going to have to pay the piper on this one. I sat down during the playing of the national anthem at a Tuesday night boxing card in San Juan, Puerto Rico, that was topped by the WBO world champion Amanda Serrano. Of course, it drew the ire of a few Americans who were in the crowd. They looked at me and said, hey, man, what are you doing? I said, hey, if sitting down when they play the national anthem, if the Colin Kaepernick move saves one person being shot, then it's worth the heat I'm taking, okay? It's just worth the heat. Back with his team for the first time in over 2 weeks, the Knicks' Derrick Rose took all the compassion and modest approach a man could take, of course, going after the... Well, how could I put this? Of course, he was just found not guilty in his civil rape trial. And, of course, you know, he refers to the lady that sued him, okay, the plaintiff is Jane Doe. And he says, you know, I feel a little bit vindicated, but at the same time, there was another person that was involved in this. So, if anything, I've just been praying for myself, Rose said. And he continued. He said, so just praying for everyone that was involved and knowing that all this is out of my control. The only thing I do is work on being a better person, being a better dad, being a better brother, a cousin, an uncle, being the best I could be so I could help others. Well, bottom line is, he was not guilty. He's not paying any money except for those good lawyers that he had. And that's going to cost him an arm full of money, a basket full of money, but not what it would have cost him had he been taken down in this sexual assault case. It seems $184 million, well, doesn't buy what it used to, folks. That's right. With this team now in the World Series for the first time since like 1945, haven't won since 1908, I believe. Cubs manager Joe Maddon, he sent high-priced outfielder Jason Hayward to the bench for Game 6, right? He didn't start against the great Clayton Kershaw. Of course, Kershaw losing course for the first time, and I think in the postseason. The bottom line is, the Dodgers live and die on the shoulders of Clayton Kershaw. Anyway, $184 million, and Hayward is hitting 217. I kid you not. For the first time in the history of the United Soccer League, two teams owned by Major League Soccer will play in the USL Cup. Now, while it may sound a little bit impressive, let me run some of these stats down to you, okay? Sunday afternoon's game will be in Harrison, New Jersey at the Red Bull Arena. And it's got an 8 p.m. kickoff. Combine that with, you know, I guess, you know, they should be able to draw some people from New York and around the area. But the bottom line is, you know, they only draw the home team there, they only draw like 500 people per game. So all those people that said the soccer's catching on, that kind of good stuff, what are you talking about? They play in a 23,000-seat arena, and they only sell 500 seats. Now, having been a ring announcer and worked like the Oakland Coliseum with like 800 people, oh, man, that was a nightmare. I mean, your voice is bouncing off walls because there's no bodies there to absorb the sounds. A little bit crazy. No acoustics in a lot of those big arenas. But the bottom line is 22,000 seats, and you've only got the biggest house they ever had was 2,000 people. But so you've got 22,000 seats empty? Good Lord, 500 seats? I don't know, man. Tell me soccer's coming back or soccer's making a move here in the United States. Not professionally in the East Coast. Anyway, Alabama star safety versus Alabama number one. Number one ranked NCAA football team. Alabama star safety Eddie Jackson is out for the season with a broken leg. That's right. The top ranked Clemson Tide will have to go out the rest of the season without Jackson. But, of course, Bama beat number six Texas A&M today 33-14. And they don't play any top 25 teams for the rest of the year. So the bottom line is they are destined to go into the playoffs, the Final Four, undefeated. Of course, that's going to be live. Who's going to be there? Michigan, Ohio State? Who do you think? Michigan, Ohio State? Who's going to be there besides Bama? I don't know. Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You know, when ESPN dropped that story about the Golden State Warriors this week, that Draymond Green, you know, and the tentative line that he walks between pushing the Warriors to greatness and driving them off a cliff, well, a lot of people got ticked off. I mean, they were mad, man. I mean, infuriated. Anyway, the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you what this quote came out and said. And, it didn't come out too good. By universal degree, the 2016-17 Warriors are a juggernaut. And if this juggernaut has a foundation, Green is it. Steph Curry is the reigning MVP. New acquisition Kevin Durant is one of the NBA's greatest scorers. But multiple Warriors staffers share the opinion that Green is their most important player. Nobody replicates his set of contributions. As one team official puts it, quote, the guys might be frustrated by his antics, but they had an opportunity to prove themselves without him in game five, and they played like a bunch of cowards. Ooh, end of quote. Anyway, bottom line is the Golden State Warriors are hot. The rest of the guys are just hot. Draymond's not saying anything, but the rest of the guys are hot. We don't need dissension in that locker room. There's already enough ego in that locker room. Think about that. Green, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, man, that's a lot of ego in that room right there. Can they handle it? Can they flow together? I mean, yeah, Durant's one of the greatest scorers of all time. Steph Curry's probably the greatest shooter of all time. And, you know, Draymond Green's probably one of the greatest motivators of all time. Can they work together for a 2017 NBA title? Of course, Cleveland Cavaliers might have a lot to say about that. Whoa, hey, anybody seen Johnny Failure lately? I mean, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, what is it? The good news is he hasn't been arrested of late, and to the surprise of his father and many others, Johnny Manziel is still alive. What a shame. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In our next segment, we'll take the attention straight to the Major League Baseball scene. That's right, Major League Baseball. Of course, the 2016 World Series is upon us. And guess what? It's the Cubbies, baby. The Cubs. The first time since 45. They haven't won since 1908. Wow, 108 years. Can they break that tradition? Something's going to happen because they're playing the Cleveland team of the Major League Baseball. Now, I'm not going to mention their name because I got a problem with the Redskins and I got a problem with the Indians. So we'll get down to that a little bit later. But the bottom line is the World Series for 2016 looks to be stellar. Watch it on TV. Enjoy it, folks, because sooner or later, I think in the next few years, they're going to try to push the World Series to some form of pay-per-view. I kid you not. Once again, open phone lines before I go to the station break around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sports Day, October 23rd, 2016. This is Sports Byline and Johnny Taco.
Now the 2-2, a swing and a pop-up. First base side foul, ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Oh, shit, it's Wayne Brady, son!
Contrary to the joyful and charismatic straight arrow Brady portrays on television, the comedian is soon revealed to be a homicidal pimp with a short temper.
She is not going to believe that this happened.
That's because she is never going to know about it.
What?
Throughout their drive, Brady coerces Dave to take drugs, to become an accessory to murder, and to listen to his delusions of grandeur.
Take it. Come on, smoke it.
I don't want to smoke.
This is not an option. If you do not smoke this, we have a problem.
Just when you think you know a guy.
What the hell's going on out here?
25 minutes past hour, we will feature the comedy of both Dave Chappelle and Seth Meyers tonight. That's Dave Chappelle, of course, the great Dave Chappelle, season number one of The Chappelle Show. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you heard the music. That means it's baseball, of course, without Vin Scully. Of course, the Dodgers are history. Zach, tell me what happened to your Dodgers, baby.
Do I have to talk about... Okay. The Cubs won 5-0. They hung 7 hits on Kershaw, 4 earned runs. The Dodgers weren't able to put together any real offense. They weren't able to have any threats in that particular game. And a lot of people will probably say, oh, Kershaw choked and all that. But really, the Dodger bats choked. They only managed to get 2 hits in 9 innings. I think that's more of a choking on their part.
And I agree. And let's be honest, Clayton Kershaw has carried that team on his back for the last 2 years. I mean, without him, that team would be a third or fourth place team.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, He's been, that's why he won the NL MVP last year. I mean, he's been the number one player on the team overall. He's really, when he starts, it's almost like a guaranteed win for them. So I agree with you on that. And they really got to bring in another starting pitcher.
Well, starting pitcher, and they've got to wake up those bats. I mean, come on. You can't expect to, even though the Chicago, look, they won 103 games. They may be the best team in a long time. We don't know where they're going to go yet. They're favored to win the World Series, according to those Las Vegas odds that just opened up. So they're favored to win the World Series over the Cleveland Indians. But, you know, the jinx is on. I mean, at least the Indians, I think, were there in 1997. But with the Cubs, that go back to 1945. That's a long, long time.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, and that's the last time they appeared. they still lost that. So the last time they won, 1908, that's a real long time ago. You know, it's kind of bad when they have that 1945 flag waving at Wrigley Field, which is the last appearance.
But, Zach, you got to say one thing, though. Those guys, those ticket scalpers, what a, they got it going on in Chicago right now. Anybody that's got a ticket in any of those World Series games, that's bank.
Yeah, I wonder if Steve Bartman managed to get any tickets, get his hands on some, sell them.
What was the key? What were the key thus far that's got the Cubs to 103 games now into the World Series, 103 regular season games now into the World Series? What's been the key to the Cubs thus far?
I mean, you look at their rotation; they just got a solid rotation. The guy they had out there tonight, I mean, he throws a two-hit shutout on the Dodgers. And I mean, that's impressive in itself. You know, they got John Lester, that's their ace. The guy's been good for several years, and in these playoffs, he's really doing something special. So the Cubs, they don't have a lot of faults. The Dodgers managed to keep their bats from getting hot up until the last couple games, and that was really the difference. They have a lot of hitters on their team. You know, you're talking about Addison Russell, you're talking about Javier Baez, and just all kinds of talent on the Cubs roster. They got Aroldis Chapman. That was a mid-season pickup for the closer, and he's really worked out well for them.
Well, I thought the Giants should have went after him instead of Romo. And, of course, the Giants let's talk about the Giants for a second. Of course, the Giants came a few games. They got into the playoffs via the wild card and that kind of good stuff. But the Giants truly really didn't have the team this year. They played horribly after the All-Star break. Probably had the worst second part of the season in any playoff team in history.
Yeah, you might be right with that. I mean, they definitely didn't have a good second half, but you still knew they were a dangerous team in the playoffs, and they competed with the Cubs, even though the series didn't go long. I mean, I still thought they competed well with the Cubs in that series.
You know, the Cubs are a great team, but in the case of the Giants, I don't know if they were a great team, but timing, we kept talking about that timing, how they would win it just at the right time in all those 3 years. I mean, they didn't have any super dominant years when they won 110 games or anything like that. I mean, they won the World Series three times.
They did. I mean, they have a good roster. The Giants, they're well managed. I mean, they're well put together, and they'll be right back in it next year, I'm sure. They'll probably pick up some more pitching. And I think that you'll see them in the playoffs again.
Okay, so what brought the Cleveland Indians to the World Series?
The Cleveland Indians, I mean, they're another team like the Cubs. They put together a really solid roster, and that's what it's really about. The pitching is key in the playoffs because a lot of teams have hitters, but if you can always silence hitters with good pitching, and that's what the Cleveland Indians have been doing, and that's how they managed to knock the Toronto Blue Jays out in five games.
Okay, so here we have it: the Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Indians, the two cities not known for dynasties per se as far as major league sports. Am I stepping on a limb by saying that?
No, not at all. I mean, it's been since 1948 for the Cleveland Indians. But you know, the city of Cleveland is kind of turning things around. They got the championship with LeBron James. Stipe Miocic has won the heavyweight belt and defended it. So I don't know. Maybe this is the year of Cleveland.
No doubt about that. Now, the Cubs are a slight favorite going into this World Series here. I guess people are going to dump money on the Cubs. I don't know too many wise guys. I talked to a few guys tonight before the show. I don't know too many wise guys. They weren't talking highly of Cleveland there. They're talking all about Chicago. Is this a foregone conclusion that Chicago's a better team?
You know, normally you would say that, but it is still the Chicago Cubs, and we've seen them choke away these things a lot of times. And I'm not completely convinced. I would go with the Cubs. They have the better team. But I don't think it's set in stone when it comes to the Cubs.
Okay, you talked about pitching and how the Dodgers are in need of a pitcher, and of course at least some bats. If you had some expendable Dodgers, I mean, let's play manager. You got to get rid of some of these guys and make up a better team next year. Who's on the trading block?
I think they might want to consider trading Rich Hill. He had a good year. He's 38, though, and I don't know how much longer he's going to be good. He actually pitched a two-hit shutout against the Cubs, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of don't think that guy's going to be good for much longer. So that's someone you got to think about. I hate to say it, but Kenta Maeda, he really fell apart over the course of the season. I mean, maybe he just needs to adjust to the major leagues more, but that might be someone to think about. They've talked about trading Yasiel Puig. I know that's a possibility for Ryan Braun. And even though I personally think that Puig could still develop, I can't really fault them if they were to make that move because Ryan Braun is more of a proven quantity.
Okay. Speaking of L.A. baseball, what's happening with the California Angels? Are they looking to improve their roster at all? Are they making any moves? Have they made any moves? Because the bottom line is they sort of play in the shadow of the Dodgers. Do they always want to play in the shadow of the Dodgers?
No, I mean, you know, they had their World Series team. I believe they won in 02 or 03, somewhere around there.
89, but, I think, too.
Yeah, but still, I mean, the Angels don't want to be in the shadow of the Dodgers. I still think, you know, the number one thing that they should do if they don't want to be in the shadow is they need to stop calling themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
That is pretty lame, isn't it?
I always thought that was lame. Like, I don't think L.A. is ever going to embrace them like they embrace the Dodgers because they're not in L.A. They're in Orange County.
People don't realize Anaheim is a big – how far is it? 765 miles?
It's not quite that far, but it's far enough. You know, it would take you at least half an hour to an hour to drive to L.A. from Anaheim. So it's not really like – I don't think that you could really say that it's part of L.A.
But it's still in that number four market as far as the media is concerned. But I still can't understand why they were so infatuated. They had to have this Los Angeles because they're not the Los Angeles Angels that we just talked about. They're in Anaheim, which the California Angels, the name fit. Now, what are we looking for in the World Series here as far as game number one is concerned? Can you any hot spots you see here? I mean, what do the Cubs have to do in game one? To send out their best and expect them to mow down the Cleveland Indians, and Indians being the upstart team. I mean, they're not going to. I don't think they're just going to lay down. I mean, they had a record of 94-67. That's nothing you can sneeze at, Zach.
No, they got a good record. I think they'll put up a great fight, and they might even win. I mean, I'm not going to count them out. I'm definitely not going to count them out. But at the end of the day, they actually have home field advantage in this because the American League won in the last All-Star game, which I think is – I got to say, I think that's a smart move on MLB's part because it makes the All-Star game competitive.
I don't know. You got guys making, you know, how much did that guy make? Hayward, $184 million. He can't hit but .217. Baseball players for the most part, I understand the great skill involved. And I think that the great Alex Rodriguez, of course, he and Pete Rose have been doing that, what, Fox Sports, been doing the baseball analysis. I mean, Alex is amazing when he did that. Just.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was surprised because you hear all these stories about Alex Rodriguez, and I don't doubt that they're true, you know, about how much of a turd he is. But when he was on the, you know, when he's in the studio with Pete Rose, they just have like a natural chemistry. And I thought that was kind of cool to see, like two players that should be Hall of Famers. We'll see how that shakes out in the end. But
Alex Rodriguez is, of course, the only guy that ever gets really suspended for steroids in Major League Baseball. Why do you think they only went after him?
I think it's just because he was such a big name, you know. I mean, they went after the other guys. They couldn't quite track Barry Bonds down, but they pursued him pretty heavily.
Yeah, Barry got what his girlfriend called testicular shrinkage. That's not a good thing, Zach.
No, that had to be embarrassing. She came out and said that. I mean, maybe she was just trying to get him out of trouble, but
she wasn't trying to get him out of trouble. She was saying that he took steroids, and that's why that was one of the side effects of him taking steroids, that his little sack got small.
That's about as embarrassing as it gets, isn't it?
We're talking male physiology here on the Sports Byline broadcast. But no, we're not talking Donald Trump. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. On the other side of the break, Zach and Tad Young and I will talk combat sports. Of course, the UFC hot hot and heavy. Bellator has got a couple TV dates coming up in the world of mixed martial arts, November 4th and November 11th on Spike TV. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. in the West. So straight up, Spike TV happening with MMA November 4th and 11th with Bellator. So we've got an MMA report, and of course, I just got back from Puerto Rico. Was there for a fantastic week, folks, the WBO convention. It was off and rolling. I want to thank Francisco Paco Valcarcel and the ladies of the WBO, mainly Diana, Magda, and Dory. Without those ladies, good Lord, I'd be a dead man. Thank you so much, ladies. You are tuned to Sports Byline. This is the Taco Man Radio. I am Johnny Taco on Sports Byline.
Something sure smells good. You just cooking?
We sure are. There's some leftover bacon if you'd like some.
Ooh, not for me. I know better than to get between a in their pork.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco. I'm
sorry. Add some pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week, and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in, and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz. Many destinations. One amazing place.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven. The best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Thinking about painting an older home? Don't start scraping it down just yet. I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about testing your paint for lead right after this.
Step one, make a list of your weekend projects. Drywall, wash the patio, scrape the loose paint on the deck. Step two, pour yourself a cup of coffee.
Hey, Family Guy's on TV. Love that show.
Step three, 2 hours later, back to your list. Step four, pick a project, break out the tools, get it done. Step five, go ahead, one more episode. No guilt this time. Hyde Tools. Everything you need to start somewhere at thehideway.com.
If your home was built prior to 1978, chances are pretty good that lead paint was used. Because lead paint is a recognized health hazard, you want to approach any contact with caution, and that starts by finding out whether or not you actually do have lead paint. Home test kits make this a simple process, and you can find out the test results in less than 30 seconds. A typical home test kit comes with two ready-to-use disposable swabs that can detect lead down to 600 parts per million. If you test positive for lead, then you'll be prepared to tackle your painting or remodeling project using lead-safe practices that include protection, preparation and containment, and proper cleanup. Just remember, the biggest hazard of lead paint is not knowing it's there. So take the time and take the test. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach. We'll take your phone calls on Skype, as well as 1-800-878-7529. Here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
The battle cry of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Of course, the Buckeyes coming up short today, 24-21. And, Coach, let's talk about this. This was a big upset loss for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, although I'll tell you, we've had a, you know, last week we played Wisconsin, and they had a week off before the game. And this week Penn State, and they had a week off. But the bottom line is, if you win or lose the line of scrimmage and their defensive line beat our offensive line, you know, they blocked punts, they blocked a field goal. You know, and I think some of it, a lot of it is mental, too, to where these kids that are so used to winning that maybe they weren't as ready. Anytime you go to Penn State, although I hate Penn State worse than I do Michigan.
We call it the University of Pedophile.
Yeah. I said the other day I was at a quarterback club meeting and Joe Paterno, of course, playing Penn State and stuff. I think he's talking about Penn State and Joe Paterno came up and it came up about Joe and this and the other. I said he should have died in jail.
You and I know that, but Coach, you and I are the only two people that feel that way. If you mention this to other people, they try to poo poo it.
But the bottom line is they beat us tonight, and you can't take anything. That's what happened.
24-21.
Offensively, we're not playing great offensively at all.
Why is that, Coach? The offense the last couple of weeks has not been.
I believe you win or lose to the line of scrimmage, and if you can't block them, our defense basically has really played great all year. I mean, even tonight, our defense really gave up, one touchdown. But the other things were caused by the special teams and so on. One thing, Pedro, used to be my life depended on it.
Yeah.
It's only more. I'm concerned about getting the movie made and getting back to the world championship again.
Of course, we're talking about the movie about the meltdown of Mike Tyson in February of 1990. This man on the phone, John Johnson, was a man that orchestrated the greatest upset in sports history, folks. I'm talking about the greatest sports upset ever. I mean, any Kentucky Derbies, Mike Tyson getting beat by Buster Douglas, who at one point was a 37-1 underdog, was the greatest upset in sports history. And, Coach, you told me beforehand that you were going to go over there and kick Mike Tyson's butt. Of course, I rolled my eyes at you, but you said it, and you know, and it all came true.
I believed it, that's for sure. I believed it, and unfortunately, like as a coach, what you do is you transfer your mind into the athlete's mind who can perform what your thinking is. And I think I had a lot to do with that, along with J.D. McCauley, with Buster's uncle, had a great deal to do with it too. But Alabama's the best football team in the country, and I said that before. When you watch them, I don't see anybody beating Alabama.
They haven't got any games left with any top 25 teams, so I guess they're going to go undefeated.
Well, I think Alabama will go undefeated.
Yeah, so I mean, they don't have any team. They don't have any tough games left.
Yeah, well, once they get into the Final Four, they'll mm-hmm. play. Although I tell you, and of course, I haven't seen them, and maybe you have. Washington is playing their butts off.
They were 7-0 entering today. There's no doubt about that. And Clemson, Clemson's unbeaten.
I haven't seen them, so I couldn't tell you how good they are or whatever. But I know that they're. And then one thing we're talking today, especially you guys were being in California, we're talking about how long it's been since USC and UCLA has been a threat.
Wow! Yeah, of course, those
that's
two teams.
That's kind of amazing, you know.
Well, the football programs that they had were incredible. I mean, the Bruins, especially, man, good Lord. Anyway, let's go back to this Tyson thing. When you were mapping this upset of Mike Tyson, did you study films of him? Did you watch him in public? I mean, what did you do to get ready for that fight mentally?
Well, we had fought on his undercard about six times and watched him then, but let's say about five times. And then I just felt that if we controlled the middle, if we stayed down the middle, and we were first, and then we could control the fight, and that's what we did.
You know, when I think of Tyson, I think of what Butch Lewis and the right before the Michael Spinks fight in the June of 87, I guess, or 88 in
in Atlantic City when Butch Lewis came in the ring to watch, came in the dressing room to watch Mike Tyson get his hands wrapped. And once Tyson wrapped his hands up, he punched a hole in the wall and it showed the outside. In other words, he punched a hole all the way through the building.
Yeah, well, I remember Pedro being there. And the thing I remember most about that was Michael was sitting in a chair and HBO kept saying, come on, Michael, you got to go. Come on, Michael, you got to go. Come on. I mean, he was like, he was froze, which most of those guys were. They were scared to death.
Well, wouldn't you be? Well, come on, the guy had knocked out, was knocking everybody out in the blink of an eye. You'd be scared to death of him too. I mean, let's be honest. You were scared going into that fight. Everybody has them.
I'm crazy. I guess you'd say I wasn't. I thought that, you know, he's a human being, and you know the team that hits the hardest, the longest, or the fighter that hits the hardest, the longest, and makes the least mistakes is going to win. And that's what we did. We hit the hardest, the longest, and made the least mistakes. And
we're talking with John Johnson. Talking with John Johnson, of course, he not only orchestrated the greatest upset in sports history, the meltdown of Iron Mike Tyson by Buster Douglas back in February 1990, but he was part of the Ohio State coaching staff, of course, with the legendary, iconic man. What can you say about Ohio State without mentioning the godfather of Ohio State football? Talk to me about that. I mean, you know, everybody says he had a bad rep and this and that, but, you know, you saw a different side of him. Talk to me about that.
Yeah,
Coach Woody Hayes.
He was a great coach, but yeah, I always say he's even a greater person. Hey, I guess the greatest examples I can give is that after every home football game at Ohio State University, Coach Woody Hayes went to Riverside Hospital and visited people that were sick.
Hmm.
How many coaches do you know are going to do that after a football game? You know, he was special in the sense that he. You or anybody could walk up to him and say, hey, Coach, I need help.
Okay.
And you get help.
What's next up for Ohio State?
And I say, and I've said before, as you know, I've coached in 6 world title fights and 3 Rose Bowls, and everything I've accomplished has been because of Coach Woody Hayes.
I know. You
what's
keep telling me.
What's next up for Ohio State? Northwestern next week, I think.
Okay. When this boils down to how many more – we've gone through to see Ohio State is 6-1 now. Alabama's 9-0 now, or 8-0. When it boils down to this playoff system, who do you think is going to be the Final Four?
Well, we still got, you know, Michigan the last game, and, of course, that's the game of the year for us and so on. So if we can beat them, we can – possibly win the Big Ten and possibly still get back there. But another factor is, you know, Ohio State returned 3 starters on offense and 3 starters on defense this year. You know, so, you know, that means that you've got 8 new guys on both mm-hmm. sides of the ball.
Yep.
So they've done pretty well for they're 6-1, so. But we got Northwestern yet, we got Nebraska yet, we got Michigan State yet, and Michigan, so we still got some tough games. But I think, you know, got to think that I just watched Urban on TV there, his press conference after the game, and bottom line is you got to say, oh, tomorrow we got to get ready for Northwestern and got to forget about Penn State.
That's right. That's right. I remember Bill Walsh, win or lose, when I would accompany him from the locker room to the press conference after 49 games as a San Francisco policeman, he was already mapping out the next week's game. Anyway, Coach, how's your lovely wife doing?
She's doing great. She's kind of cleaning up here at the house after we had to get my son and grandson were over. And so we watched the game and now watching the after game stuff. So,
Mrs. J, all the best.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The American boxer Clay here, certainly in control of the bout at the moment, but he does have his bad moments as Cooper comes in with that left hand. Oh, he's only just out of range with this one, just over the top of Clay's crinkly hair. Just seconds left of this fourth round, and it's Clay poking out 1-2 left hands and then getting a good left hand from Cooper in return. A very solid one there by Cooper into Clay's face. Now Clay tries to come back the left foot, and Clay is down. Cooper has downed him. Oh, a beautiful punch there. And as the bell goes, Clay had just been dropped by a beautiful punch from Cooper.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The Taco Man has just returned, of course, from the island of Boricua. I'm talking about Puerto Rico. Of course, San Juan, Puerto Rico, the home of the World Boxing Organization. In fact, their 29th annual convention went down to the Caribbean Hotel. It was a fantastic event. It really was structured around safety in the ring. And, of course, one of the articles I put forth in the program for this entire convention, of course, Paul Wallace, the famed doctor out of Los Angeles, the boxing doctor from L.A., he was there to give a conference as far as lectures were concerned. I thought he was hot and happening, man. I really thought he was. Of course, Dr. Paul Wallace was sick and he had pneumonia. This was his first trip that he made in like 3 or 4 months, but he said he was on death's doorstep a couple of months ago from pneumonia, and he fought his way back. So I guess he's about 55 years old, so more power to him. But the bottom line is, you know, Steve Weisfield was there. He did a seminar on judging, and I took my ABC judges test again. Of course, we're talking about the Association of Boxing Commissions, and should things go right with that, I will apply for a license in the state of California very soon. But the WBO convention, they talked about safety. It was all about safety, folks, and I think that safety boils down to one guy. I'm talking about the referee. Zach, if the referee does his job, the ringside doctor doesn't have to get involved.
You're right. I mean, referees got to observe that stuff. They got to see if a fighter's really damaged or not. And they're the ones who are first in line of defense for a fighter's life.
Exactly. And, Zach, this is what Dr. Paul Wallace said. And he says he's going to be watching referees around the world. He will be sending them emails. He says that when a guy gets knocked down, that in the old days, the job of the referee was to get the guy that did the knocking him down over to the neutral corner, push him over to the neutral corner, make sure he went back to the neutral corner, okay? But nowadays, the doctors want the referees to keep their eye on the fighter as he's going down to see whether his eyes were closed, to see whether he was concussed, and maybe the ground woke him up or something like that. So he's watching referees now, and I think that's sort of cool because that makes a whole lot of sense, Zach. That's when you can determine when things are happening. Art Serrano was a fighter out of Uganda or somewhere in Africa, but he came over through Mill Valley, California, ended up winning the United States Boxing Association Junior Middleweight Championship. Anyway, he could fight a little bit. We used to spar in the gym, but he fought Roy Jones on the Mancini-Haugen undercard, I think, April of 1992, and Roy Jones knocked him out and hit him so hard that when he hit the ground, his eyes rolled back in his head, and he was a very, very dark dude. So all you saw was the whites of his eyes, and it was very, very spooky, Zach. What I'm trying to say is
I saw that.
Yeah, the referee wasn't on top of that. Had the referee been on top of that, he would have stopped that right then and there.
No, yeah, Roy Jones turned that guy into like a zombie or something. That was one of the worst knockouts I've seen.
Yeah, that was pretty spooky. And, of course, I was in the back there doing the TV that night. That was pretty spooky because I had the feeling, having been around two ring deaths, I think, prior to that, Johnny Montanez in Las Vegas, or maybe that was later, but I know Rico Velasquez was in the late 1980s. Having been around ring deaths, Zach, this is something about it. Maybe it's because I was an ex-cop and had people die around me and things like that. But you can sort of sense when death is in the room, when the Grim Reaper is there, you sort of know it. And I knew that night with Rico Velasquez was there, and right there, I think he was there with that Art Serrano night, man. But talk about coming back. He ended up fighting again. Can you imagine that?
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, it takes a pretty strong fighter to recover from a knockout like that.
I don't think he can be that strong. I don't think fighters are that solid neurologically. Let's be honest. I talked with a doctor this week. We'll have him on the show next week. I don't want to murder his name, but he's got a difficult name as far as pronunciation is concerned. But he gave a lecture at the WBO convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico as well. And he talked about that. He said that in all aspects of sports, any contact sports, boxing, football, this and that, the guys are suffering concussions all the time, but they're little mini concussions and you really don't see them. You really can't register on the meter per se. He goes, then when you get a real concussion, of course, that's when the brain bleeds and a significant bleed, and of course, it causes pain and things like that. Sometimes guys die from it, but the bottom line is combat sports is what it is. The National Football League is what it is. They aren't going away anytime too soon. But let's go back to the referees, Zach. If the referee is doing his job, both in MMA and in boxing, I think the role of the ringside doctor is greatly reduced. I mean, let's be honest, most of the time when the ringside doctor gets involved, it's because the referees let this fight go too long.
You're correct. I mean, you're definitely onto something with that. And speaking of boxing, you were in Puerto Rico. I heard you saw Canelo Alvarez. Was she modeling, you know, was she out there promoting her new line for Under Armour, the new girdle line, or what was going on?
No, you tune to Sports Byline. We'll wrap up hour number one with Canelo Alvarez going to fight Gennady Golovkin in September 2017. You are tuned to Sports Byline. Stay tuned for hour number two, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.